Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SiegelLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events most of all. Thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message. I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. And while I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And we are celebrating National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. It is today, National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Love that idea. I'm a big fan. It's all over your fingers sometimes. That's not the idea there, but I like the ice cream sandwich. You can go well there. Let's look at the markets for you this morning. We were over 22,000 for the first time. Pulled back a little bit. We're 21,994 as I speak to you. Oil up a little bit, 49.40 a barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury. Interesting. Can't get the sound off of this thing. We get some feedback here, guys. U.S. 10-year Treasury, 2.257 is where we're sitting on the U.S. 10-year Treasury right now. Checking them all out for you. We are watching those markets, seeing what they're doing, just so we can keep you posted on what is happening in the marketplace. A lot going on. Unbelievable. So, Rocio, I am always blurry. That's just unfortunately, you know, I've got a face for radio. Now they've put me on this TV thing, and I'm in trouble because I still have that face for radio, but we'll see if we can get that corrected. Thanks for chiming in, letting me know that. Appreciate that. Watching the markets right now. Got a lot of people. Sherry, good to see you there this morning. Tim, nice to see you as well. Rocio, Robin, glad to see you with us. State to choose to relocate your family to. Boy, that's an interesting question, Robin. I'd have to think about that one. I know I've really enjoyed the idea of being out in Indiana. I love that area. Chicago area, I think that's a great area. Illinois, obviously. Have some fun. Colorado, huh, Rocio? That'd be a fun one. If my soundboard was working here, I would have some sound effects for that one, but not sure where we'll head with that one. Moving right along. Yeah. I don't know if my wife would like that. No, Florida's way too much humidity there, and the mosquitoes. I don't like the heat and humidity. That just drives me to drink. Why the market's up the way they are? Well, it's been pretty interesting. Apple coming out with some great earnings, unbelievable earnings. They beat the street. Amazing how you can have a company that is that big and still come out and beat the street, over 7% appreciation or earnings increase this last quarter. iPads were their big thing. Thought that was a dead product, but they're finding that there's a lot of people still wanting the iPad. So they did well with that one. Almost a quarter of $1 billion in cash. Now that's not market cap. That's just plain old cash on their balance sheet. A quarter of $1 billion of cash. It'd be nice to see some of that money coming back here to be invested in the U.S. But coming out, and they're also looking at coming out based on the earnings. Now, see, it's kind of fun when you follow the markets the way we do. When you look at Apple's forecasted earnings, they're talking about $49 to $53 billion is what they're looking for in the next fiscal quarter. Think about that concept. Just in one quarter, they're talking about $49 to $53 billion in earnings. Well, if that's the case, $49 to $53, what that tells us is the iPhone is planned to come out. It's supposed to come out on time in the next quarter. So we're going to check and see that. That kind of gives us that indication. If their guidance was under the $50 billion mark, that'd tell us that they've got some problems with building of that iPhone. Looking like it's going to be coming out really, really in good shape. 10th anniversary, they're looking at a price tag of $1,000 or more for a high-end device. They're also coming out supposedly with the slim down advice. I don't use the term slim down advice, but they're talking about a slimmed down device. I know, Jay, you and I both, amazing that they're talking about a slimmed down device there, the new Apple iPhone. But they are coming out talking about that one as well. What would you think about this? There was a number of companies that Apple could actually buy for cash and not affect their company at all. And it was just amazing, with over $250 billion in cash. Now, I noticed that most of it's outside the U.S. There's the issues of the cost of bringing the money back. But could you imagine what kind of stimulus if we got just something to help a few of these companies bring their money back into the U.S., if our Congress did something along those lines, bringing that money back here? Could you imagine what kind of growth or what kind of stimulus that would provide to our economy? Speaking of stimulus to our economy, Amazon. I don't know what happened to Amazon. I know that it's very fascinating to me that they've been growing like leaps and bounds. They're doing a great job with their business and their business growth. But they're hiring, all of a sudden, they're short 50,000 people. Now, I wonder why they're short 50,000 people. I know there's some issues there about what's going on with retail, but did they grow that much that they need 50,000 new employees, 100,000 maybe that they're looking to by the middle of next year, growing their workforce? Now, think about this. They're going to add 150 employees over the next year is what they are, or 100,000 over the next year. That's going to bring them to a total of 280,000 employees. That means, if my math is correct, 280 less 100. Yeah, 180,000 right now. So they need 50% more employees by this time next year. I wonder what they've got on the drawing board. Interesting, though, that their notations here. Now, I know we've got the snowflake society, but Amazon actually came out and said, with notes on how to dress, long hair below shoulder length must be pinned or tied up. Beards should not exceed 3 inches from the face without being tied up or netted. Make sure you don't have any chains or drawstrings hanging from clothing, that you remove any jewelry that sticks out from the body, as this could be a safety hazard. Wear flat, closed-toed, closed-heel shoes. Interesting. Bring with you proof of eligibility to work. List of locations, they're looking in Maryland, Massachusetts, New York, Tennessee, Illinois, Kentucky, Washington, Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Oklahoma, New Jersey. I'm looking at the list. Unfortunately, I am not seeing anything about any job creation in Taxifornia. What a bummer. Be nice if were creating some jobs here. I'm wondering, though, you know, they're looking at taking over Whole Foods, and there's you know, they're working on that part of it. So I'm wondering what effect that's going to have on their need for employees. Is it because of the Whole Foods buyout that they're needing employees? Or I think they said that their employees will cap out at about $13 and change in earnings. Is that the issue, or is it the issue that maybe they're just not planning on keeping any of the employees from Whole Foods? Curious. I'm just wondering, maybe it's part-time staff. Tammy, I agree with you. Maybe there is part-time staff there that they're dealing with. Maybe that's the issue, that they don't want the full-timers. And obviously the dress code, yes, it does have to do with insurance. Just safety. You know, I look at some of the restaurants. I go to a restaurant real close to here, and one of their people has one of those real long beards. And I wonder, you know, how do you get away with that in a restaurant? But it's kind of like the idea of how many dogs we have in restaurants as well. That always fascinates me. And I've been one that's come out and said right along, I know that what's going to end up happening eventually, dogs, I mean, they're not domesticated animals. And I love the dogs. I have a dog myself, a great, great friend, and I go walking with her and whatnot. But you know something? They're still an animal. And at some point in time, somebody somehow, I mean, I go to my next door neighbor's house, the dog nips at my feet all the time, or my leg, or my pant leg. One time we're going to see a dog going at a restaurant, it's going to bite somebody, the restaurant will be sued, and we'll end up finding some serious problems. We'll start seeing how often people want the dogs there. I know my wife and I went to happy hour over at BJ's just recently, and I thought it was BJ's restaurant that she wanted to go to. I didn't realize it was a dog park, but that's just or it wasn't BJ's, I'm sorry, it was Lazy Dog. A dog park, I mean, you couldn't get a seat there, the dogs were taking all of them. Unbelievable. ADP estimate for private sector jobs, 178,000 new jobs created in the private sector for the month of July. That was just out, close to the consensus numbers. And this is the third time we've hit a 1,000-point milestone this year, going crossing over. It was just a brief cross, but we did cross over the 22,000 point on the Dow Jones Industrial Average at the open this morning. About 60 of those points came from the increase alone in the Apple stock. I haven't looked at what Apple's doing right now in the last few minutes, but Apple really knocking it out of the park. They're up 5.1% right now. So that's a big gain for Apple when you start talking about a stock with that size market cap. Pretty amazing right there. We're going to continue our conversation when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. I'm going to chat to you. Do your future plans include a move, and what's stopping you from listing now? Doctors and lawyers can't afford to buy a house in these six cities. We'll tell you which six cities there are. And we're going to talk a little bit about buying or leasing your next car. Which one makes more sense? What are the pros and cons of each of those? So we'll chat about that as well. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, NEST. NEST to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. No advertising on there, but we will, once you're ready for it, we'll hook you up with a great real estate professional in your neighborhood. I've told you before, I do have a license for real estate. It's not what I do. Just had to have it once several years back for a lending company that we were working with. So even though I've got the license, I don't use it. I don't feel qualified. Just because somebody has a real estate license does not necessarily mean, in my opinion, that they're qualified to be your real estate professional. Real estate is a very, very large transaction for everybody. And it doesn't matter whether it's a $150,000 mobile home or a $3 million estate. It's your castle. And you need to have somebody that's really good working with you, helping you, making sure that you are getting taken care of. There's hundreds of disclosures involved when you're dealing in real estate. There's hundreds of them. There's all kinds of negotiations. You need somebody that understands these issues, not somebody that's doing this, you know, just as a hobby or that's trying to just save a commission. That's not the idea. I mean, when you think about it, I love that one commercial you see on TV that that they're not going to go with cousin Fred or whatever the guy's name is to help him with their real estate transaction. No, you want somebody that knows what they're doing, knows the in and outs of dealing with these issues. That's just the way you've got to really be looking at a real estate transaction. You can start on the internet, but I share this analogy all the time. You know, I could go on the internet and find out how to do the knee replacement surgery that I need. It's probably not going to end up too well. Same idea with buying, with trying to do your own real estate transaction. You can find all the documents on the internet, but are you using the right one for the right service, for the right tool at the right time? And then who's going to negotiate it? There's a lady that comes on here, Linda Eisenman, comes on and with us, you know, a few times a year. Been in real estate over 40 years, and she says even to this day, every real estate transaction has some sort of a speed bump. The issue is when you've got experience, when you've got an experienced agent working for you, they've seen those speed bumps in the past, and they know how to navigate them. That's what you're hiring. That's what you're paying for. It's a lot of experience, and you don't get that just by looking for something on the internet, and you may not even find the right answer in the first place. Just my commentary there, but I should get into the real-time real estate. Do you know your future plans? Do they include a move? So here's the question. Why aren't you listing your home now? Now, I've chatted with you for this entire year that we've had a major problem in the real estate industry. Major problem in the real estate industry. And it's an issue of a shortage of inventory. There just has not been enough homes on the market. And when people are out there looking for a new home, they just can't find what they want. You hear these different stories on the news. Well, new home sales are down, or they're not meeting expectations. You want to know why? It's because there's nothing out there to buy. So if you're thinking about buying, I'm just going to give you a few comments here. And if you are, maybe you're an empty nester. Do you want to retire where you want, or does a vacation destination sound more your style? We started earlier today with some give and take from our Facebook page. Chime in there if you want to, that we were talking about the idea of where would you like to move if you were moving out of state? Which state would you like? Robin threw that question out there. And I saw some good commentary coming in there. Maybe that's something you want to be doing now. Maybe you're looking to be moving in very short order. Well, have you thought about doing that as a second home? I know a lot of folks are doing that out in the Coachella Valley. I happen to be partial to La Quinta, Palm Desert area, but maybe you have a different area. Maybe you like the river. Maybe you like the beach. But are you thinking about a destination area or vacation area for your retirement? Are you close to retirement? not yet ready to move, but living in a home that's too big in size, and maybe the maintenance needs are excessive. How can you line up your current needs with your goals and dreams for the future? The answer for many might be the equity you have in your current house. According to the latest equity report from CoreLogic, the average homeowner in the United States gained $14,000 in equity over the course of the last year. $14,000, that's an average number for the U.S. On the West Coast, homeowners gained twice that amount, with homeowners in Washington gaining an average of $38,000. In California, I think we were about $28,000 in equity over the last year. Do you know how much your home has appreciated over the last year? Many homeowners would be able to easily sell their current house and use the profits from that sale to purchase a condo nearby in order to continue working while eliminating some of the daily maintenance of owning a house, you know, like the lawn care, pool care, whatever. With the additional cash gained from the sale of the home, you could put down a sizable down payment on a vacation or retirement home in the location you'd like to eventually retire to. While you're not be able to live there full time, you can rent out your property during peak vacation times and pay off your mortgage faster. Purchasing your retirement home now will allow you to take full advantage of today's seller's market, allow you to cash in on the equity you've already built, and take comfort in knowing that a plan is in place for a smooth transition to retirement. The bottom line, there are many reasons to relocate in retirement, including a change in climate, proximity to family, grandchildren, and a lot more. Maybe it's taxes, maybe it's other issues, maybe health. What are the reasons you want to move? Are the reasons to stay more important? Let's chat about a game plan to maybe use that equity efficiently and see if we can put together a game plan for you to get to your goals. That's always the issue, is for helping you get to your goals, your objectives. A lot of people say, you know, we're going to get there. And you ask them, how are you going to get there? And they don't have that answer. Well, that's the problem, is if you don't have an answer as to how to get there, maybe you're not going to ever see that day just because you haven't set a plan. There's a lot. I get a lot of calls from people that say they want to buy, but holy cow, they don't have a plan for it, and they don't realize that you don't need 20% down payment. You don't need to have a perfect FICO score. There are many, many ways to put together a game plan for you to buy right now. And it's amazing how many people are shocked when we go through the numbers with them, that they start seeing, wow, I really could buy. I don't have to be paying somebody else's mortgage. That's the big issue, where you want to really be paying somebody else's mortgage? Well, that's called renting. Because in most instances, that somebody else has a mortgage as well. And if you're renting, then you're paying their mortgage. That's just the way it really is. Now, there are some cities, I found this fascinating when I was looking at this report earlier. There are cities where even doctors and lawyers can't afford to buy homes. That's a challenge. In 67.3% of the people with a bachelor's degree own a home, as compared to 56.4% of those with a high school degree. 75% of the people with a professional degree, such as an MBA, doctor, lawyer, own a home. High rates of home ownership may be good news to those worried about how student debt will impact home ownership rates. Trulia notes, although debt plays a factor in higher education, early career college degree holders consistently have higher home ownership rates than those without a degree, suggesting that despite this debt, more education still pays. Of course, much of this is a function of income. Those with at least a bachelor's degree have median incomes, $82,000, that are nearly twice those that do not, $48,000, and those with a professional degree have a median income of $135,000. There's three cities where more than 30% of the professionals don't own a home: New York, San Francisco, Philadelphia. Interesting. Where you? I got the whole report here. I can share it with you if you'd ever like to see it. Just hit me up, Ron at ronsiegelradio.com, or you can just go to any of the social media channels and request it there. We'll get that off to you as well. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, where cardholders can save the most by improving credit score, should you buy or lease your next car, and questions to ask when choosing a financial advisor, all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400. 7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to get on the website, check them out, make the decision, and get rolling. There's a lot to be learned in there with Credit Sanitizer. And we know that almost every report, I should say that, every report I've ever seen has errors on it, every single one. So do you think yours is different? Just a question. Where cardholders can save the most by improving their credit scores. We talk about this on a regular basis. Improving your credit scores, and it's a issue of just moving numbers around sometimes. I had a conversation with a young lady last night, and talking about having credit card debt, and one of the items there is the idea of having those limitations and the utilization rate or managing your utilization rates, big issue right there. So get them if you're looking. And again, this has to do with not budget issues, because when you're dealing with your budget, that's one item, that's one strategy that you need to look for when you're talking about your credit cards and with your debt. So if you're looking to just lower your debt, well, then you look at the highest interest rate cards first. But if you're dealing with your credit scores, then one of the biggest areas of your credit report is going to be the debt utilization rate. And that's simply taking the amount you owe divided by the limit. So you want to get all of them down to below 70% is your first goal, then below 50%, then 30%, and then 10%. That's where your credit scores are going to see the – now, how do you do that? Number one option is obviously paying those debts down. The other option is by increasing or requesting a increase in your line of credit but not using it. So your debt utilization, if you're either side of the equation, if your debt comes down or your limit goes up, that's going to be a benefit for you. Don't use the extra money, though. That's where the problem comes in. So a lot of people say, well, I got this increase, I got to spend it. No. The idea is you got the increase, now stop spending and continue paying down that debt. Pay it down uniformly across those lines. So when you look at your balances, and I'm going to share with you again how to do it the right way, because a lot of folks are paying their credit card debt in what I would tell you for scoring purposes in the not the most efficient manner. So here's what you do is you want to take and make a payment that gets posted right before the statement closing date. That's the date that they close out your account for that month. Set up another payment for right before the payment due date. Never want to be late. I suggest those statement due date, you should have if you're always using the same cards, why in the world wouldn't you just always have a $30 or $40 or $50 payment scheduled to go out right before, on a regular basis, right before the payment due date? Just have it scheduled as a recurring payment right before the due date. That way, if you forget or you're out of town or whatever, you don't have to worry. But a week before the statement closing date, go online, find out what your balance is, bring that number down to wherever you're working, your targets. 70, 50, 30, 10, whatever the number is. Even if you pay off your credit card 100% each month, if you do it after the closing date, you're not getting the benefit of that because they've already reported to the bureaus. So you don't get the benefit of having made that payment. It doesn't help you. It doesn't maximize your benefits there. The way I'm telling you to do it will help you out a lot. So that's the issue there, is the utilization is the biggest number. Take a look around and see, you know, what are you trying to accomplish? You're trying to buy a new house, you're trying to buy a new car. We're going to talk in the next segment about lease versus buy on the car scenario. But the idea here is, how do we get our score up? Look at those issues. Try not to be late. I know it happens, but if you've got that payment set up on a regular basis, you shouldn't have a problem with having payment lates on your report. If you get a payment late, call the bureau. Just say to them, you know something? I was out of town. I missed once. If you had a credit card for a long time, you know, it may be that they'll give you a courtesy or a customer service mulligan, I'll call it, a free pass. They'll take it off your credit report. If they tell you they can't take it off your credit report, you know that you're not talking to the right person. Be more persistent, ask to talk to somebody else, because they can always take things off of your report. The report does not have, the report doesn't even have to have anything on it. What the law says is that everything that's on your credit report must be accurate, complete, and verifiable. So they can take off anything they want at any time they want, just the way it works on those credit reports. So now what are we looking at where you can save the most? Well, obviously, if you get your score up, your interest rates are going to come down if you're looking at buying a house or refinancing a house. Maybe you're looking to do a little extra work on your house. Maybe now's the time to look at your credit scores, credit CreditCheckTotal.com. CreditCheckTotal.com. It's going to give you a true FICO score. I think they charge a dollar for the first month. It's going to give you your true FICO scores. Look at the report. See what's showing up on there. See where the mistakes are. Never, ever hit the button that says dispute on the credit reports. I don't like that source. Don't hit that button. That's just so that they can make it easier for them to say that you're wrong. They're looking at 140 characters for you to tell your story. That's not the right way to do it. Now, you may need to remember I was sharing with you the idea of increasing your limits or decreasing your debt. Maybe the answer for you is to see if you qualify for a new credit card, doing a balance transfer. Look for the cards that have the introductory offer as long as possible with a zero interest rate. Move some of the balances over to that new card, again, keeping those percentages I told you in mind, and that can help your credit score. Is it going to happen overnight? No. Time you go for credit, probably in 30 days, 45 days, that's when you're going to see that change on your credit report, is when you've done a couple of these things. Look and see if there's any inaccurate judgments or collections on your report. Very, very consistent. Make and look that happens. They're on there all the time. If it's an old item, if it's an old collection, be careful of making an existing payment on that without getting some good data or without getting a good letter from the collection company. Tell them, you know something, I'll pay you 30 cents on the dollar. They probably paid 10 cents on the dollar for it. I'll pay you 30 cents on the dollar as long as we have in writing that you're going to remove this from my credit report. Most of them will do that. Why? Because they don't want to have to verify it. Remember I told you a minute ago that everything that's on there has to be complete, accurate, and verifiable. Do you think that if they've been paid what they agree to being paid, that they want to spend the time verifying things with the credit bureaus? No. So if you dispute it and they don't verify it, then it comes off your report. By law, it has to come off your report. That's just the way it works. So think about that concept. Have that discussion ahead of time. It's not that difficult to deal with these things. You just have to make sure that you're doing them in the right order, in the right way, as you're expecting to. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. I did notice one of the biggest items we see on a regular basis that is hurting, especially the millennials, with getting new loans, new home loans, is student loan debt. I noticed the Trump administration is changing course on a plan to hire student loan companies. They were looking at overhauling the way borrowers repay their student loans, according to an announcement yesterday. Department canceled its solicitation for proposals from companies interested in servicing the government's entire federal student loan portfolio after complaints and criticism from advocates and a bipartisan group of senators said awarding the business to just one company could put the government at risk of working with a firm that became too big to fail. Have we heard that anywhere before? In its place, the department plans to create a servicing system where the back end and front end of loan servicing, back end means collection of the money, front end means loaning out the money, servicing will likely be handled by different companies with expertise in each field. More than one company may handle the consumer-facing part, that's the front end, under the new servicing system. Why don't they privatize it? Why don't they give it back to the companies that want to do this and let them deal with it, get it out of the government's hands? The Obama administration's federalized it because the government makes a lot of money on it. I don't know whether we want to continue going down that road. Do we want the government knowing everything, doing everything, and managing all of these different systems? Is that what's in the best interest of our kids? I would suggest probably not. The kids are not benefiting here, but that is where we stand right now. Look at what's happened to the amount of credit card debt since we went to this nationalized system of credit. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets when we come back. Should you buy or lease your next car? We'll talk about it. Try spending like a retiree before you retire. We'll talk about that as well. Remember, you can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage? Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every time at Ron Siegel Radio or any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the mortgage minute today, being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage, when you're ready for that next mortgage, how about being ready for the fast pass? California Realtors, you can check box J4 on your California residential purchase agreement. No loan contingency when a buyer has the fast pass loan approval, because it's already gone through underwriting. They've already done all of the underwriting work. They're approved. And it does have to have an appraisal, and it does have to have clear title. But the loan, it's all good. It's all done once you've got the fast pass approval. That is from Gold Star. Should you buy or lease your next car, though? That's the question. A lot of that goes into this one. That one's not a real simple observation. First off, you need to always consult with your tax professional, CPA, accountant, enrolled agent, whatever that is. But if you're thinking about buying a new car, or acquiring, I should say, a new car, the question comes up is, do you want to buy or should you lease? What is better for you? So question number one you have to always deal with is, what can you comfortably afford each month? How does that fit in to the car that you're looking at? Most experts recommend your monthly car expenses, including insurance premiums, stay under 10% of your gross income. So if you earn $50,000 a year before taxes, your monthly gross income is $4,166, 10% of that, $416. But you need to factor in auto insurance, call it $70 a month on average across the U.S. So your monthly car payment should be between $300 and $400. Generally, financing a car is a better deal long term, but per month, you can get more car for your money if you lease. The reason why leasing costs less is because you're basically renting the car and paying for its depreciation as to buying the whole vehicle. For example, financing a car valued at $35,000, 10% down, costs you about $600 a month for 5 years. Leasing that same car could cost you $100 less, $500 a month for 3 years, which is the average length of a lease. The two cars with the exact same sticker price could have completely different lease payments, because it all depends on the type of car you get. Why? Because when the lease is up, the residual value, what the car is worth when the lease ends, is dependent upon the car's make and model. How much do people want that car? So while it could be valuable to start your research by using online leasing calculators, you get a better idea of how much your lease payments will be if you shop around to dealers for actual quotes. That's always the way. Go to the dealer, get the actual quote. There are tax issues that go into that as well. Some businesses or some individuals can write off the entire lease. Sometimes you can't write off the entire car amount. That's another issue. How long do you plan to drive your car is the next question. The average car is on the road for about 11 years. If you don't mind having the same ride for more than 5 years, buying is a good option, because once you've paid off that loan, you'll only have to cover routine maintenance. I also suggest that if you're thinking about a car, you know, buying a car, why not look at some of the low mileage used cars, especially when there's certain institutions where you can buy them from, and they've got a tremendous, tremendous maintenance program. So they're almost better than having taken that car out yourself. They've really taken care of it for that first, I don't know. I've seen some cars 10,000 miles and it's a used car. Somebody took that major hit in advance so you don't have to. So one of those big issues is how long you plan. So the idea of buying then becomes a big issue, a benefit for you. Now, buying that used car, because you're not going to get a lease in most instances on used cars. I don't know of too many places where you can get a lease on a used car, but you can buy them. That's the issue. So the next step, do you want to modify your car? Can you commit to the full lease term, or do you want room to improvise? Once you buy a car, you can do whatever you want with it. If you hate it, you can resell it. If you want to turn it into a lowrider, paint it, it's all yours. But if you lease, the car company expects you to return it to them in the same state they gave it to you with normal wear and tear, but no permanent modifications. This rule also applies to any signs of an accident or excessive wear and tear. Next question, how far do you need to drive? When you purchase a car, you can drive it as many miles as you wish. Leasing, on the other hand, has a yearly mileage cap, 10, 15,000 miles. Exceeding that could cost you 15, 20, up to 40 cents per mile. For instance, if you go over your annual cap by 1,000 miles, it might cost you an extra $400, although it can be waived as you negotiate your next lease at the end of the current term, but then you're just going to roll into the next car. It's not like you're getting away with it. People often end up paying more at the end because they don't calculate their usage properly up front. Now, the other issue that you can do, and this is one that I contemplate all the time, is you get into that car and you're making that smaller payment and you decide, you know something, I really like this car at the end of that three-year lease. There is that residual value, and you can then go and say, you know something, I want to buy it, negotiate with the leasing company because to convert that into a buyout for you. Some will do it, some won't do it. You got to understand who it is. You might even go to another company that will give you the opportunity of buying the car or refinancing the car. A lot of people don't realize that, yes, you can refinance a car. Just another thought for you, should you buy, should you lease, that is the Mortgage Minute, brought to you by our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, the only company I know of that has the fast pass loan approval, checkbox J4 for that real estate professional that can say, yeah, there's no loan contingency on this offer. Just a thought for you. Wanted to share this with you as well, some questions about financial advisors. What you want to be doing when you're looking for a financial advisor, you really need to understand and make sure you have a good, great fit with that financial advisor. Are they relatively the similar age as you? I wouldn't want you to have, you want to have an experienced financial advisor, but if you're 20 years old and you're hiring a financial advisor that's 65 or 70 years old, they've got a lot of experience, but what is their job expectancy? How long are they going to be on the job? How long are they going to continue doing that work? So think about that concept when you're looking. What do they focus on? What's their business focus? Are they a bond person or are they a stock individual? Are they just a manager of other funds? Are they just the middleman that you're talking to? Nothing wrong with any of these. What kind of programs do they have? Do they offer that downside guarantee or protection? I can't say guarantee. The downside protection, the only thing that's guaranteed is treasuries. But do they have the downside protection that some of the insurance programs have that Al Manfrey talks about? One of the issues that I share with all the time, and I have people that ask me this, is what about the high expenses on some of these programs? And I'm not a guy that really worries too much about what the other guy is making. My concern is how much are you making? How much am I making? That's what's more important to me, not how much the advisor makes. Let them make as much as they want as long as my cost after all their fees is something that I can live with. That's the issue. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio. And as every day I do ask you, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. And if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.